Now, I want to talk about the Musée du Lycée in Lausanne. You may have noticed that they've gone a bit quiet. You haven't heard much from them since their closure at the end of September last year. Now, let's just imagine that they're in a bit of a cocooning phase right now. They're going to emerge under a new identity as the Photo Lycée in June of 2022 at the new space, which is Platform 10 in Lausanne's new art district, along with the Musée Cantonal des Beaux-Arts of Lausanne and the Museum of Design and Applied and Contemporary Arts, aka MUDEC. Now, however, this new space, Platform 10, will open to the public on the 6th and 7th of November. Swiss-American artist Christian Maclay, whose work has appeared at the MoMA in New York and the Tate in London, will take over Platform 10 in early November. Christian joins me on the line. Hi, Christian. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Kat. Yeah.
So
thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I would love to just find out a little bit about this exhibition. Now, am I right in saying that it's only open to the public on the 6th and 7th of November? Because that's a very short time.
It is very short, considering I've been working on it for more than a year. But luckily, during lockdown, I had not much to do. So, it's very, very short, but there'll be a lot of content. They wanted me to show off the museum, basically. Mm. And what I'm doing is I'm working only with photographs that are projected on the walls. So it's like a giant slideshow, very immersive. And you'll be surrounded by imagery everywhere. Coming from the collection. So I've been working with over 50,000 images and having fun with it. I'm not a curator, so I'm not really, the intention is not really to show the collection in a very specific way or trying to be didactic. I'm just having fun and I hope people will, discover the space, but also see what the collection contains. So it's like a teaser in a way.
Was this very deliberate? You say that you're going to be projecting on the walls, and which is a way of, I guess, showing off the architecture as well. Was this very deliberate to demonstrate the new building? And is it a very deliberate way that you've pieced together art, photography, and the fact that this is a brand new space?
Well, that was the brief. The architects okay. always want to, they want to show off their architecture, and they hate art really deep down. So I had to accommodate, show off their space, but also show off the collection. And I think I found a way to do that. The MUDEC is a collection of objects. So I'm dealing with their documentation of these objects, about 2,500 images. And then, of course, Photo Élysée is a photography collection. So I have access to 50,000 images. And it's like everything, from amateur photographs to René Bury to Sabine Weiss, Nicolas Bouvier or Ella Maillard. These are, important photographers, but they'll all be mixed together. And you won't be able to tell really unless you know them what's what. So it's kind of creating a dialogue between all of them.
When you had this whole archive at your disposal, though, and you get to rummage through, what are you looking for? What are the little gems that you picked out that you thought, oh, love this? Was there something that you found that you kept on returning to, or a theme that started developing?
Well, I was more looking for a commonality between all of them, recurring themes and the way people behave, for instance, in front of the camera, or like not knowing what to do with their hands and or hiding behind their hands while being photographed. The subject matter also, photographers tend to photograph the same things. So I'm looking more at this aspect of repetition, and so selecting things by themes, very general. And when you we you select things based on, let's say, animals. It's such a vast subject that there's always other things that come into the frame, and it's very much about the juxtaposition, which will be very random, and what happens next, or even overlap, images being projections, in this case, can be mixed in a way that is very different than when you're looking at an image in a frame hanging on the wall. The preciousness of it is gone, and you can just kind of enjoy it in a very different way, I think.
Absolutely. So I'm fascinated about the behind the scenes of some of these things and how they're created. And am I right in saying that you're only getting the keys to the building on the Thursday before, and it's open on the Saturday and Sunday? What are those 2 days going to be like when you get the keys?
It's a real challenge. Yeah, because I've been to the building or the construction site twice over the year, and I haven't been there in I think 6 months. So it's going to be a surprise. So I have to improvise, and so I think of it more like it's almost like when you perform music. You know, you just show up with your equipment, and you adapt.
Will any of your work actually be available and on display, Christian? Oh, have we lost Christian? We may have lost him. We may have lost him. Okay, well, in that case, I'll just finish off by saying it's all at Platform 10 in Lausanne, and this is going to be taking place on the 6th and the 7th of November. So do check it all out, because it'll be quite an interesting, immersive exhibition, and I do think it'll be quite fascinating. But thanks very much to Christian Markley for joining us and telling us all about it.